It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, pleasure to have you with us. The story about the space agency, and this is likely to be launched in a matter of weeks?
Yes, South Africa is going to get its South African National Space Agency. It will be called SANSA, and that is going to be launched within a matter of weeks. It'll probably be after the April 22 election, and that's when a board will be assembled. Already they are going to use existing infrastructure. You know, Hartbeespoort has got the Satellite Application Center, and then Gautech in the Western Cape has also got the Institute for Satellite Applications. And those will be obviously brought into this new SANSA, which is the South African National Space Agency. But they're also looking to creating new bodies, and they're calling them Centers of Excellence, and they will be linked to universities and industry and possibly even cited in industry. But the big pillar of SANSA, or SANSA being the South African National Space Agency, will be Earth observation and Earth observation satellites, and you know what that can do for environmental protection and also security. And we're obviously going to lift our capacity so that there'll be more people who know all about satellites and science technology. And we will have our own satellite, which we will have built here, and we will be launching towards May the 6th to the 10th with the help of the Russians.
Now, on the energy front, it appears South Africa willing to pay top dollar to companies that are prepared to produce green energy.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, the tariffs that have come through have encouraged everybody. NERSA, I think, is doing it right. That's the National Energy Regulator. They haven't been parsimonious. They haven't been mingy. Although their first estimates were quite low, they have now come in with generous tariffs that are stimulating activity already. And already we're going to see the first hearing on wind energy, and application is coming in for that because they're prepared to pay R1.25 per kilowatt hour. I think their first offer was 65 cents. That's virtually double that. This is stimulated activity. We see in Jeffreys Bay possibly another wind energy farm coming up. And even on the landfill gas, that is the trash gas, you know, we throw away a lot of rubbish, but inside those rubbish dumps are gas that can be get out, and we can use it for energy. And they want to pay like 90 cents per kilowatt hour for that. We see in Richards Bay, possibly the first one coming through already since this announcement. So a lot of appreciation for what the NGOs called for, something long, loud, and legal. Well, they've certainly got something loud in terms of the tariffs that they will pay, that Eskom will pay for a feed-in of this green electricity. And mini hydro at 94 cents per kilowatt hour. We know there's some mini hydro projects in Bethlehem in the Free State, and some more being considered, so I'm sure that'll stimulate that. And then the most they will pay for is what they call concentrating solar energy, and that they will offer R2.10 per kilowatt hour.
And there is now a new housing development agency being mooted, and apparently this will assist in achieving the government's goal of eradicating slums by 2014.
The move? You know, the move is strong. We've already got it in place. The Housing Development Agency has been put in place by the Housing Minister Sisulu, and there are high hopes for it, because what is needed with housing is to unlock land, access to land, and this is what will be the target of this Housing Development Agency. And also, you know, we've seen that the United Nations has said 3 out of every 10 of our urban settlements is regarded as a slum. The government has this target to get rid of these slums, and their feeling now is that this new development agency will energize that. We already see it active in the KwaZulu-Natal, where 75,000 house project going up for 20 million, another 68,000 home activity in the Northern Cape, and even in the inner city of Johannesburg, they're now going ahead with a 1,000 home project close to Noord Street taxi rank, and another 5,000 home project in Limpopo. But the big thing about this is that, you know, we need to look to affordable housing being an economic stimulus. We know that from after 2010, we will be looking for things to stimulate the economy. You need that countercyclical. There's nothing better than affordable housing, because you're killing two birds with one stone. You're dealing with a socioeconomic issue, and you're stimulating your economy. And it's been proven that the demand on our construction materials is not as strong as it used to be. That was the big problem. The cost of construction materials are so high, but we're going to need some more demand pull for things like, you know, steel, cement, glass, and that's what housing does. So this can be a nice stimulus package, if we do it correctly, for our economy going beyond 2010 into 2011 and even further.
That's Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. We'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.